Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, I want to wish everyone a happy Resurrection Day as we prepare and continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Countries worldwide have that a little different at times, but here in the United States, today is the day that we celebrate specifically. I hope that we celebrate the resurrection every day, but it's good to pause and to remember that not only did Jesus die, not only was he buried, but he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. Today we begin week 13, the final week in this 13 weeks of daily devotions from the book Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. This week we're focused on serving as you go, and the idea that we ought to be serving everywhere. Fascinating way that God has kind of worked this together. I really don't look ahead on these devotions. I just take what comes next. But this past Monday, I wrote the prayer guide that I email out every Sunday morning, and usually write that early in the week ahead of time. And this week's prayer focus is on making disciples as you go. And the idea that the command of Jesus, after he rose from the dead, as he met with his followers, was that we would go and make disciples. And I believe we make disciples as we serve people. And so the devotion for this week and the prayer guide for this week, I think, are a good match as we serve and as we make disciples. And today's specific topic in the week serving as you go is to go because of God's command. It's that command found at the end of the book of Mark and the end of the book of Matthew, where Jesus says that all authority has been given to him, so go and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them and teaching them to obey everything that he commanded. And he promises to be with us as we do that. And as I've heard people talk about that passage in Matthew specifically, you get one group that says, well, the command focus is on going. And another group comes along and says, no, the real command is on making disciples. And honestly, I'm not sure Jesus had any intention that we would dissect this instruction, but that we would follow it and make disciples wherever we go. That going is a part of life, that making disciples ought to be a part of life. And we do that out of obedience to Christ. At a time when it looked like all was lost. I was telling the group Friday night at our Good Friday service that it's difficult to fully grasp the despair that had to overcome the followers of Jesus as they saw Jesus being arrested and taken to trial and crucified and put in a grave. We know the end of the story. They had been told the end of the story, but it just seemed so unbelievable that they lived that in-between time in absolute fear and despair, I believe. And God's plan was to help them overcome that fear and despair and become his witnesses to the entire earth. And His plan for you and I is to help us to overcome our fear and despair and become witnesses for Him throughout the entire earth. And for that to happen, it isn't a cookie cutter model where everyone's assigned a place by someone here on earth that you go here, you go there. But it's the followers of Jesus being faithful in representing Jesus wherever we are. And for some people, that is staying put in a rather relatively small area, but making a huge influence in that region. For others, God's Spirit prompts them to move on a fairly regular basis, it seems, or to go from a central location to various spots on a regular basis. The question isn't so much as what is anyone else doing, it's what does God want me to do? I shouldn't measure my faithfulness in obeying this command to go and make disciples based on how someone else is doing it. You look at the apostles, and they all followed this command in different ways according to their calling, their ability, their availability. And so when I talk about God's command to go and make disciples, I'm not trying to lay some guilt trip on you that you need to get your passport and fly off to China or somewhere like that. If God prompts you to do that, if He sends you there through the prompting of His Spirit, through the encouragement of others, then by all means, don't stop. But don't let the command guilt you into some sense of obedience based on what someone else has done. Rather, let the command free you to represent Jesus where you are right now, where you will be tomorrow, where you're at next week, where you'll be a year from now. All of those places are places that, well, they need someone to make disciples, someone to share about Jesus. I know that it seems like there's times where, well, everybody knows. Well, everyone might know where you're at, but are they all disciples? Have they all been taught to obey everything that Jesus commands? You see, this going and making disciples is, I believe, more than just giving information. It's sharing life. And I believe that's where God's command to go and make disciples is really involves this idea of serving as you go. Jesus made it clear that He came to serve, not to be served. And it's His desire, His command, that we live life in that similar fashion, that our motivation of helping people is out of love. And that we serve because Jesus served. We serve because we want others to see how Jesus sees them. We serve because we want to lift up Jesus in every way possible. We want to gain a hearing. We want to represent Jesus. We want to have opportunity to speak the good news of the resurrection, that they too can overcome the fear and despair that is brought about by life. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider how well you serve at the various places you go in life. When you go to church and worship God with other believers, do you serve there or do you just show up? When you go to work, do you serve people? I mean, really serve. I'm not talking about the type of service your job might require, but to really care about people. When you go on vacation, do you serve people? Do you treat people with the kindness and compassion that Jesus would want you to treat them with? When you go out to eat, you often think of those bringing your food as serving you, but do you serve them with kindness, with generosity? When you hear of needs that you're able to meet, do you go and do you serve? You see, this idea of serving as you go is God's desire. It's His command. He says, if you're there, you probably ought to be serving. In some way, again, it's not a comparison. It's not a scale that we keep track of. Well, he's serving more than she is, and she's serving more than they are. And it's not what it's about. It's about being faithful with what God has given you, with what the things that He has equipped you with. Wherever you are, that place would be a better place if everyone there fully grasped and implemented this command of God to serve as you go. Your church would be a different place. Your workplace would be a different place. Your places of recreation would be different places. When everybody realizes that serving is their responsibility. But it starts with you and me. Each one of us individually deciding, I will obey God's command. I will go and make disciples. I will serve wherever I go. I will represent Jesus. I will lift Him up. I will honor God by making a difference. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, today we pause and we specifically take time to thank You and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Not only did He die and was buried to pay the death penalty that our sin incurs, but He rose to conquer that sting of death. That we can live with confidence knowing that when this body fails, that we don't. That we continue, that our life with You is never ending. And Father, today help us to celebrate with great joy as we remember the resurrection. And as we recall the resurrection of Jesus, the events that surrounded that, may we also be mindful of the commands that He gave after He rose from the dead. The commands to go, to make disciples, to serve, to love people in His name. And Father, today I pray that we would be more mindful of our level of obedience in doing just that. That You would help us to set aside the comparison traps that we often get into, and we would rather examine how you've equipped us, that we would spend time in prayer and your word, allowing your spirit to guide us, convict us, challenge us, to serve and speak on your behalf wherever we are, wherever we might go. Father, for those times where we have that sense of conviction that's confirmed and solidified in our life by your Spirit and by the encouragement of others who are prayerful, listening people. And that conviction is to go. May we go. But Father, may we not wait for some calling to a far-off land to serve people, to make disciples, to teach. Rather, may we do that wherever we go this week. Whether it's a block away or whether it's 1,000 miles away. And God, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that not only would we be invested in serving them and making disciples of them, but we would be training them to serve and to make disciples also. That as they go into their schools, as they go into their places of recreation, the things that they do, that they too would be representatives of Jesus. That they would know that His commands apply to them as His children just as much as anyone else. Father, I continue to pray for those that are struggling. I pray for my friend Barb and her family, and I pray that You would pour out just a flood of blessings and peace upon the entire family. I pray for my friend David, who's helping care for his mom. I think of so many people in my life that are serving simply by pausing to care for someone they love, but pausing to care for someone that you love. Father, today, help us to not to miss those opportunities to serve because they seem so small to us. They seem insignificant to the world. But may we see the individual, and may we know the love that You have for them, and may we set aside our own desires, the own things that we want to do, and may we show compassion and serve and love. Father, as we do that at every opportunity that we have, may we be mindful to lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. If you don't have a place to worship and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus this morning, if you're in the South Bend area, Indiana area, I invite you to join us at the Deer Run Church of Christ at 2730 South Ironwood Drive. Our worship gathering begins at 10:30 a.m., and you can join us in person or online at drcc.net or on the Deer Run Church of Christ Facebook or YouTube channels. Our service will be broadcast live that you can worship with us. But wherever you are, find a group to worship with, whether you're able to do that in person or you're joining them online. Be sure to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus by not only serving Him, but by serving others as He has commanded. Have a great day.